Good evening. We'd like to begin our planning and zoning public hearing tonight. We just have a few ordinances that we'll bring up to the public. We will have a comment session on this. If you have any comments on these ordinance, we'll hold you to 3 minutes apiece, and we are only discussing tonight the ordinances that we are bringing up to you. All the ordinances will be brought up on the TV here. In the green is what is new, and the other is not. If you have any questions on them, that you can, they're on the city website. There's just a few changes we're making tonight, and the first one, the first ordinance, is ordinance 22-11. This one talks about property development standards. It's been passed by the city council and everything, so this has had a public hearing on it. All we're doing is adding one word to it, and in the number 5, it says code covenants restrictions for the developer must be approved by the city. All we're adding in is council, city council, to assure compliance with the above standards. So that one, do we have any comments on that from the public?
Is it any different we've had?
What do you mean?
Is this ordinance any different from what we've been living with anyway?
No, it's not. This one's been passed in April. The city just caught that they'd like to add that one word in, yeah. Council. So we'll move on to the next one. This one is 2022-11.
It's the same as this one that you just did.
Oh, it is the same.
So the second page is 2022-18.
Oh, that's right.
So that was two parts within the same one.
Okay, yeah. So this one deals with property development standards and is what we're proposing. This is new. Irrigation water must be developed and delivered from a reputable and functioning irrigation company with a governing board that confirms ownership and delivery of the water. And what you see in the red is what we took out. It's kind of hard to see. Then it moves on a little bit, and it talks about HOA, establishing of homeowners association. A homeowner association shall be established for the general maintenance, upkeep, and enforce of those areas held in common or limited common ownership. The following standards must be met in establishing an HOA. A feasibility study shall be provided to the city, which evaluates A maintenance plan for all common or limited common areas within the development areas of which the HOA is responsible. Estimated annual maintenance costs of common or limited common areas. Cost of replacing common or limited common structure, facilities, roads, amenities, etc. in 5, 10, and 15 year period. Recommended minimum HOA fees are per unit.